getting closer to NATO membership. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Finland is in favor of joining the alliance. That announcement from the country's president and prime minister, this as Russia continues to attack Ukraine.
The Institute for the Study of War reports that here on the ground, Russia did not gain any territory on Wednesday. In fact, Ukrainians recovered some ground from Russians in the area of Kharkiv, which is the second largest city here.
Fox's Matt Finn in Mariupol. Negotiations are underway to exchange injured Ukrainian soldiers for Russian prisoners. The White House will shift focus to another part of the world. A summit with Southeast Asian nations starts today.
Topics on the agenda for the summit between the U.S. and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, will include trade relations, regional security, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The two-day conference runs through tomorrow, with ASEAN leaders expected to meet with members of Congress and attend a dinner at the White House tomorrow night. President Biden and ASEAN leaders are also scheduled for a meeting with State Department officials.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. It's been another rough week for the stock market, and Dow futures are down again. Runaway inflation is partly to blame.
The good news is that consumer prices went down from 8.5% to 8.3%. The bad news is that prices were expected to drop to 8.1%. And the more bad news is the only reason inflation dropped even slightly in April is because gas prices were down. But gas prices are now back at record highs.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. Fire crews are struggling to get a handle on a brush fire south of Los Angeles. Officials say some 20 homes overlooking the Pacific Ocean were destroyed. America's listening to Fox News.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
North Korea has imposed a nationwide lockdown to control its first COVID-19 outbreak, at least its first acknowledged outbreak. Many experts doubt there hasn't been any cases there in more than 2 years. Coronavirus cases are surging in the U.S. New numbers from Johns Hopkins shows that new COVID-19 infections on Wednesday nearly doubled the number on Tuesday. Yesterday's case count topped 167,000. Later, President Biden will take part in a virtual COVID-19 summit with other world leaders. He's expected to push for a renewed international commitment to combat the virus. An ongoing shortage of baby formula has some parents scrambling to feed their children.
We've asked the FDA simple questions about how they're going to make this supply chain resilient for a product that parents and families need. We're talking about babies. They need to be fed and they need these options.
House Republican Ashley Hinson, House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says hearings could be held to address the shortage. NBA playoffs, the Milwaukee Bucks beat the Boston Celtics 110-107. The Memphis Grizzlies are still alive after topping the Golden State Warriors 134-95. On the ice,
the New York Rangers keep their playoff hopes afloat.
And Vetrano carries. Slowed down on the stick check. The chance for him.
Call courtesy of MSG, Philip Hedl's first career playoff goal, putting the Rangers out in front in the third as they go on to defeat the Pittsburgh Penguins 5-3, now trailing the Pens 3-2 in that opening round series. The Florida Panthers inch closer to a win thanks to two Carter Verhaeghe goals. They beat the Washington Capitals 5-3 for the 3-2 series edge, and the Calgary Flames putting up three goals in the third period to top the Dallas Stars 3-1 and take the 3-2 series lead.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.